Now, a convicted IRA bomber known as Witness O has named four men he says were responsible for the 1974 Birmingham pub bombings. And this is during the coroner's inquest into the deaths of the 21 victims. Witness O told the court he had been given permission to do so by the current head of the IRA in Dublin. Let's talk more about this with security journalist Alan Murray. How unusual is this, Alan Murray?
It's very unusual that the IRA would ever name people who were involved in operations, whether they were alive or dead. It would be part of the oath not to divulge such details. So if this is true, it is not necessarily unprecedented, but it's quite unusual that sanction would be given to name in public people allegedly involved.
Now, two of the alleged bombers were named, weren't they, by the former Labour MP Chris Mullen, who had campaigned on this for a long time. There were four bombers. Are these names these names aren't totally unknown?
No, they're not totally unknown, as you say. Chris Mullen did name two, and for legal reasons it's maybe best not to go into all the names, but he did name two, so those two are not previously, they were previously in the public domain. Some of the others have been known and were known to police at the time as being involved in the IRA in Birmingham. So it's not, they're not names that are unheard of, but again, it's odd that allegedly someone in the IRA in Dublin has given permission for this to be disclosed in public.
And has this man, Witness O, put his life in danger, do you think?
Oh, very much so. In that he appears to admit in this that he had given the name of one of the men to two police officers who questioned him at Her Majesty's Prison, Winston Green, just days after the bombing. So, in other words, if that's true, he is admitting that he did provide police with the name of one of the men who he alleged had been involved in the bombing. He said that after he did that, he heard nothing more.
All right, curious, certain curious, Sir Alan Murray there, security journalist in Belfast.